ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So warm welcome and Hare Krishna to all of you, and we hope and pray that this prerna happens to be one of your best, and Lord Gopinath's blessings be all of you. So we have chosen this topic, Stay Hungry and Stay Foolish. I want to give a disclaimer that you will not stay hungry. You'll have to stay hungry till the lecture is over. After that, there is prasadam. One devotee met me and said, Prabhuji, iska matlab kya hai? Stay hungry, you know. Prasad to hone wala ki nahi, lecture ke baad mein. Because it's a unique topic, you know. Stay hungry and stay foolish. One does not have a background of this story behind these two vakyas, you know, these two sentences. They will confuse, stay hungry ka matlab kya hai? But don't worry, Prasad is there, and we know that many of you, in fact all of us, the most important thing in the whole program is Krishna Prasadam. So how many of you like Krishna Prasadam? How many of you are fan of Krishna Prasadam? We promise you, you will be not be vanchit of no Prasadam, you will get Prasadam. So to our records, any ISKCON program has to end with prasadam. That's our vakya, that's our slogan. No ISKCON program ends without prasadam. In fact, the world people outside know us, Hare Krishna means prasadam. Therefore, many times in our prasadam hall, we have to write behind, we'll board there, prasadam is only for residents. Why? Because ISKCON means prasadam. In fact, because of ISKCON, the concept of prasadam has revived, revamped. Previously, prasadam means little prasadam. But when you come to ISKCON, full plate. And then you get second round also. It's unique. Previously, prasadam means only some sweet. If the person who is performing the puja, if he is very rich or he has money, then he will offer you shira. But if he has a budget puja, then he will offer you shakar putana. But in ISKCON, prasad means full plate. There has to be chapati or puri or a sabji or a dal or rice or sambar and a sweet, of course, and a fried item. Recently we were doing a book distribution at Malad. It's a very nice story. So you all know in December book marathon we put up stalls And we want to share the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the wisdom which we have received in our life, share it with others. So many of our devotees who come from outside the temple, who come to visit here, congregation devotees, they also put their efforts and join us in book distribution. So the congregation of Malad, consisting of teachers, CAs, businessmen, so in the evening they would come together and put stall, a bookstall. So every day bookstall would be there, devotees would join, Prabhuji's, Mataji's, small children, old, everyone. So one particular day one man came over the stall and then he was surprised. ISKCON, ISKCON, ISKCON. So devotees were happy. ISKCON means, okay, come, take book. Immediately said, ISKCON, where is Prasadam? So our devotees are confused because this is bookstall, it's not temple, you know. So they try to convince, actually it is bookstall, we are distributing Prabhupada books, Bhagavad Gita, this is not temple. But then he asked, but ISKCON? But ISKCON? Yes, ISKCON. ISKCON means Prasadam. So I have come to your place, I need Prasadam. So he was really wanting Prasadam. Now he was so desperate to have Prasadam, devotees thought, if someone is desperate for Prasadam, he is desperate for Krishna. How can you say no to a person who wants Krishna? But there was a problem, there is no Prasadam, so what to do? So they say, Prasadam ban raha hai, aap wait karenge kya? It is a good way to say no, you know. But this... Because program khatam nahi hua abhi tak. So this man said, I don't mind waiting, Prasadam is Krishna's mercy. Wow, so he was waiting. So this devotee thought, he's really serious about Prasadam. We have to do something. So he called one devotee, leaned over and told in his ear, see, sabse pehle prasad to udhar kuch aane wala nahi hai. Something we have to do. Why don't you go there? You know, there's one nice mithai shop near the Malad station. M.M. Mithai Wala, very famous. You go there and you buy some sweets, we'll offer it and give it. He'll be happy. So he said, well, prasad aa raha hai, lekin aapko jo hai na, prasadam ke saath mein na, ek kitab bhi lena padega. Oh, kuch problem nahi hai, lekin prasad chahiye. So he was a desperate prasadam seeker that day. So one of our devotees went to M.M. Mithai Wala, big shop, went to the manager and said, ye particular koi to usne manga, barfi wafi, pack karke do. So the manager asked, aap log ko dekhta ho roj, sham ko 8 baje aajate aap log, bada table lagate, sab log aate, aap padhe likhe log hai aap log. Aur stall pe khade rehte, kya bech rahe aap log, kya bech rahe? He was on the M.M. Mithai shop, you know, he could not see from very far away, but he could see something happening, you know, people are like a big crowd and pushing Hare Krishna Bhagavad Gita. What are you doing? Then he explained the whole thing, actually we are distributing Bhagavad Gita, Gita Jayanti, December month and all that. He was so happy. Then finally he gave the box and he said, kitna ho gaya iska paisa? Meri taraf se gift. So devotee was very happy. So then he said, actually aap log itna acha kaam kar rahe hai, lekin meri dukaan chal rahi hai to main bhi aa jata raha, lekin aapko jab bhi kuch chahiye na, ye dukaan khula hai aapke liye, sab kuch free mein aapko. This can happen on book distribution, miracles can take place. So then every day devotees would go and bring mithai on free. And we have to engage everyone Krishna service, am I right? So then prasad was bought, it was offered, and then the man was so happy, he took little prasad, and then he bought the Bhagavad Gita and happily went. So ISKCON means there has to be prasad. So what do you mean by stay hungry and stay foolish? Someone may ask, Prabhu, you have gali to dene rahe na? Sometimes it look like a curse, no? Stay hungry, stay foolish. Murk raho or bhuka raho. Hindi bolte hai, karwan karke. Is it a curse? Or is it a boon? What it is? Actually this whole thing is called as sutra. In Sanskrit, sutra means code words. That means the information, which is a big information, is concisely put in few words. That's also called as Vedanta Sutra. In the modern terminology, we are using sutra for coding, you know, coding and decoding. So these are sutras. So this is a secret sutra, success sutra, of which personality? Steve Jobs. Now, all of you know Steve Jobs. Someone may not have a job, you may think Steve Jobs shayad job de dega. No, that's an American way of surnames, you know, Jobs, Cook, sometimes surnames are like that. So Steve Jobs is a well-known personality. He was the one who revolutionized electronics. Whatever gadgets we use today actually has its origin of revolution in this person. Because he revolutionized Apple, his company, and that produced Mac, iPad, iPod, iPhone, and the whole gadget industry changed. Within a short time, what was so big became so small, sleeky, touchy, easy to use, lightweight, all because of this personality. So this is Steve Jobs. And this Steve Jobs, his success sutra was stay hungry and stay foolish. So when we say success sutra means there has to be some decodation of this. What it means to be stay hungry and stay foolish. Uska matlab kya hai? Stay hungry, stay foolish. Now let's begin some more research on his life. This is the speech which he had given. This is the end part of his speech. He is mentioning it was the mid-70s and I was your age. So this is Steve Jobs speaking at the Harvard, and he was speaking when the convocation ceremony was going on. On the back cover of their final issue was a photograph of an early morning country road. So he's speaking about a magazine which he saw many years back when he was a small child. A magazine, Earth Catalog was the magazine's name. And he mentioned, on that, he mentions, beneath were the words, stay hungry, stay foolish. And I have always wished that for myself. So these were his closing words of that convocation address. And there was a loud applause for Steve Jobs. This word, stay hungry, stay foolish, came from his mouth and became a Mahavakya, became a sutra for many people in the world. So, you'll be happy to know that there is something common between us and Steve Jobs. One thing common, you know. You know what is common? He also likes Krishna Prasadam. See, he mentions here. This is some few points from his class, like from his talk. He mentions, he walked 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal at the Hare Krishna temple. So he was also taking prasadam. So don't think Krishna Prasadam lena koi choti moti baat hai. Steve Jobs. 7 mile chal ke aata tha prasad khane ke liye. So you also come from very far away. So if you have some thinking, you know, main prasad ke liye aaya ho, lecture ke liye aaya nahi ho, don't worry. You are following in footsteps of Steve Jobs. You are in parampara. So we have common in this way. He was also fan of prasadam and we are also fan of prasadam. So what is this stay hungry and stay foolish? In fact, stay hungry and stay foolish became so popular, people have given seminars. Steve Jobs never gave seminars on that. People give seminars on stay hungry and stay foolish and made money. In India, this book is very famous. Stay hungry and stay foolish. Millions of copies. Stay hungry and stay foolish itna popular ho gaya, Hindi mein aa gaya, Gujarati mein aa gaya, Kannada mein aa gaya, Tamil mein aa gaya, Telugu mein aa gaya. एक किसी व्यक्ति ने वहां स्टे हंग्री स्टे फुलिश बोल दिया, उसका उपयोग सारे दुनिया ने किया उसको. सो देयरफॉर वी चूज दिस टॉपिक, व्हाट इट एक्चुअली मीन्स टू स्टे हंग्री एंड स्टे फुलिश. व्हाट इज द हरे कृष्ण वर्जन ऑफ स्टे हंग्री एंड स्टे फुलिश. सो लेट अस डिकोड दिस सूत्र. यू लाइक टू नो व्हाट इज स्टे हंग्री एंड स्टे फुलिश. सो इट इज सेड, स्टे हंग्री एंड स्टे फुलिश. The Krishna conscious spiritual version of this is be eager and be humble. Always be hungry, that means always be eager. Always be foolish, doesn't mean always remain fool, but always be foolish means hamesha aisa pratit rakho ki mujhe aata nahi kuch, tab jaake aadmi sikhega ki nahi. जिसका ग्लास फुल हो गया है, पानी कहां डालेंगे उसमें, हम कुछ नहीं डाल सकते. बट व पर्सन हु हैज ग्लास हाफ एम्प्टी, देर इज चांस ऑफ फिलिंग द ग्लास. सो व्हेन देर इज अ पोटेंशियल ऑफ अस थिंकिंग दैट वी डोंट नो मच, then we can gain more knowledge. So stay foolish means always stay humble. Humble means admit that actually I don't know much. And it's a fact, is it not? We may know so many things in this world, but still we know that we don't know. That's called education. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vidya dadati vinayam means vidya, a person who is educated has to become humble. Vidya dadati vinayam. Education should make one person humble. But we find today it's ulta. People more educated, they become very proud. They want to show off. Once I saw a card, you know, and the card had so many degrees, like three lines of degrees. And people who are going to read that may not even know, apart from the first two degrees, what are the other degrees also. But just the point that we are making so many degrees, we want to show also. But actually, education should lead to a person becoming humble. It is compared to a tree. A tree which is full of mangoes, automatically a tree bends down. Is it not? It bends down because of the heavy load. Similarly, more and more alankar, degrees, fame, prestige comes on us. There should be a little burden and we should bend down. Bend down means we should be humble. But ulta hota hai. More and more comes, we stand up. Which means that the vidya we are getting is not actually knowledge. It is only information. When information comes, people become very proud. But when knowledge comes, people have to bend down and become humble. So be eager and be humble. So today we will explore what is this be eager and be humble. Let's start with stay hungry. What is stay hungry? Be eager. So as Job is mentioned here, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle down. So be eager means to be always in a mode of getting something. Srila Prabhupada once used, many times actually used this statement, think big, don't think small. Prabhupada would always think big in his life. Therefore, Prabhupada could go to America. In 12 years, he could preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. He is unimagining. He could make George Harrison into a devotee. Unimagining. He could build so many temples in India and thousands of devotees all over the world. Because he always thought big. Prabhupada said, this is my problem. I always think big. It's not a problem. It's an ornament, it's alankar. So Prabhupada said, think big. So be eager always for more and more. So what is this be eager? Let's divide that be eager. So eagerness means triple A formula. Attitude, ambition and action. Attitude, ambition and action. Attitude. Attitude is everything. Life is 10%. What happens to you? 90% how to react. Your attitude is like a price tag. It shows how valuable you are. So this is attitude. Now, it is said attitude will determine our altitude. So what is attitude? Attitude in short, in concise way, attitude means to be optimist and to live in present. A person who is having a great attitude will always be optimist. He will be always positive. He will always live in present. I'll give you an example of attitude to you. It's a very beautiful English in this age. Bahut sundar shabd jo ek mandir ke darwaje pe likha tha. Seva karni hai to ghadi mat dekho. Prasad lena hai to swad mat dekho. Satsang sunna hai to jagah mat dekho. बिनती करनी है तो स्वार्थ मत देखो. समर्पण करना है तो खर्चा मत देखो. रहमत देखनी है तो जरूरत मत देखो. जीत किसके लिए, हार किसके लिए, जिंदगी भर ये तकरार किसके लिए. दिस इज कॉल्ड एज एटीट्यूड. व्हेन यू डिसाइड समथिंग इन योर लाइफ, यू गो अहेड विद दैट. थैंक यू. ओके समोर जो भी आया है वो जाएगा एक दिन यहां से, फिर ये इंसान को इतना अहंकार किसके लिए है? सो एटीट्यूड इज ऑल विच अ पर्सन कैन बी इफ यू वॉन्ट्स टू सक्सेसफुल इन लाइफ. सो बी ऑप्टिमिस्ट, लुक फॉर पॉजिटिव. सो वॉट इज बी ऑप्टिमिस्ट? इफ यू आर नॉट विलिंग टू लर्न, यू नो वन कैन हेल्प यू. इफ यू आर डिटरमाइंड टू लर्न, नो वन कैन स्टॉप यू. There's a nice saying, life is like a parade. You have seen parade? Kadam taal. Ek, do, ek. Life is like a parade. At the shout of U-turn or about turn, listen, about turn. Life is like a parade. At the shout of about turn, what happens? The person who is the last becomes the first. So life is also like that. We never know when that about turn will come. Raja will become Rank. Rank will become Raja. Kitne baar hua hai, hai ki nahi? That is life. So life can bring us more surprises. Therefore be always positive, because you always stand a chance. It is never like that where you feel that I never, because you do not know what will there be tomorrow. So just be positive. Like one, I'll tell you a very positive example. How a person can really be positive. It's literally laughing that some can think so positively in his life. Once in Radha Gopinath temple, we had on 18th July, Radha Gopinath appearance day. So we made an announcement that we request everyone to come with some gifts because it is Radha Gopinath's birthday. So many devotees are coming and getting gifts. सो वो देख के बहुत लोग जो नए थे उनको भी इंस्पिरेशन मिला. दे ऑल्सो थॉट वी शुड गेट समथिंग. सो वन यंग बॉय, यू नो, टीनेज बॉय, ही केम वन डे विद अ बॉक्स एंड ही टोल्ड पुजारी, मुझे इसको ऑफर करना है भगवान को. तो पुजारी ने कहा, क्या है बॉक्स के अंदर? तो उसने खोल के दिखाया, बॉक्सिंग ग्लोव्स. तो ये क्या है? प्रभु जी, बॉक्सिंग ग्लोव्स है वो, ठीक है, लेकिन क्या करना है इसका? प्रभु जी, मैं बॉक्सिंग खेलता हूं, कल मेरा मैच है, ये नया बॉक्सिंग ग्लोव है, इसको ऑफर करना है. सो प्रभु जी वाज थिंकिंग, नाउ यू नो, बिकॉज वी हैव मेड अनाउंसमेंट दैट वी हैव टू गिव बर्थडे गिफ्ट टू राधा गोपीनाथ, सो दिस बॉय हैज गॉट दिस बॉक्सिंग ग्लोव, व्हाट टू डू? इतना प्रेम से दे रहा है, क्या करना है? तो वो डिवोटी थोड़ा टेस्ट किया उसको. Pujari asked, but why you want to offer a boxing gloves? Prabhuji, you know, if I offer this boxing glove will be offered. It will be offered to Krishna. And tomorrow when I will use this, every time I will punch my opponent, he will get Mahaprasad. So this is called height of positiveness. You are thinking, marna hi hai, to Mahaprasad dekke marenge. So we have to be always positive. Now I'll show you a small video which shows how a person, even though apparently losing, if he keeps his positiveness, will win. Okay? Can you on the audio, Prabhu? If you are ready, you can let me know. Ready? This is called as positiveness. A person never gives up. He keeps on going. So, we are on a triple A formula. A is attitude. And attitude means to, first is, be optimist. Look for positive. The next one is live in present. Do it now. So attitude makes a great day, the great day makes a great month makes a great year, and great year makes a great life. That's called living in present. Most of the time, we don't live in present. We are always thinking about future, what will happen in future, or we are lamenting of the past. Are tha yaar kya ho gaya? It is called as lamentation and hankering. So we are always living in past or in future, never in present. And therefore we are not able to utilize our current thing, our present tense. I'll tell you an example. There was one devotee, one boy, young man who wanted to join Radha Gopinath temple, Brahmachari ashram, many years back. He was a very dynamic person. He wanted to become preacher, you know. He's young, that are initial days of our ISKCON temple, very small place. Not many facilities, very small ashram. This man came, young man came in. Prabhuji, mujhe andar join karna hai. Kyu join karna hai? Prachar ban, prachar karna hai. Dharm ka prachar karna hai. Theek hai, lekin abhi ab join kare to dhire dhire prachar karenge na. Pehle din kaise prachar karenge? Should know something. First, apprenticeship, hai na? We also have apprenticeship here. And slowly, slowly then you preach. So this guy was put in the kitchen. And he began his kitchen duty with rolling of chapatis. Ek din hua chapati bana raha hai. Dusre din chapati bana raha hai. Teen din, 10 din, 20 din. 1 month chapati bana raha hai. Wo pareshan ho gaya. Arre main prachar karne aaya hu, chapati banane thode aaya main. Sweet, started telling all the senior devotees, Prabhuji, mujhe prachar karna hai, dharm ka prachar karna hai. Chapati banana nahi hai. So devotee said, अरे हम भी चपाती बना रहे थे, अभी हम प्रचार कर रहे हैं, तो चपाती बनाओ पहले, चपाती बनाओ. But he could not. He said, oh future, future, more about future. मैं सब छोड़ के आया हूँ, मुझे प्रचार करना है. He was forgetting what is in the present. The present also was useful. Unless a person is humble, he cannot present things properly. He will not know the perspective. There will be only information but no transformation in his speech. If the speech is not loaded with proper humility. But he could not understand. So he kept on going for next another 1 month again chapati, but he was getting frustrated. So chapatis also were not coming properly, you know, because of frustrated. So devotees also frustrated, chapati aisa alag alag kar raha hai, kya kaun banaya chapati? So bahut samjhaya, samjhaya nahi. Then one day he said, Prabhuji, main ja raha hu, bas ho gaya. Main chapati banane thodi aaya, dhan ka prachar karne aaya hu. ठीक है. सो ही वेंट अवे एंड वी कुड नॉट फाइंड हिम फॉर मेनी इयर्स. नो आई डोंट नो वेर ही वेंट. आफ्टर 7-8 इयर्स समथिंग लाइक दैट, वन डे सडनली फाउंड वन यंग मैन कमिंग इन एंड ही वॉज कैरिंग टू चिल्ड्रेन. वन चिल्ड्रेन ऑन वन ऑन हिज हैंड एंड अदर वाज वॉकिंग विथ एंड इमीडिएटली सेड, प्रभुजी हरि बोल, प्रभुजी हरि बोल. पहचाना क्या नहीं तुमने? दोनों देखा, अरे प्रभुजी आप, 8 साल हो गया. अच्छा मेरी शादी हो गई, 2 बच्चे हैं. अरे वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड, अच्छा है. सो वी वांट टू एनकरेज हिम बिकॉज यू नो शुड नॉट फील बैड सैड. सो वी एनकरेज हिम, वेरी नाइस. देन यू आर सेइंग, अरे बेटा प्रभुजी को दंडोत प्रणाम करो. स्मॉल किड वाज ऑफरिंग दंडोत प्रणाम, मंचाकल्पत विवेश टू ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड वी आर स्माइलिंग, वी आर कैरेसिंग द बॉय एंड गर्ल, स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन. आफ्टर सम टाइम सेड, प्रभुजी आपका बात सुनता था ना तो मेरा अच्छा जीवन होता था. तो बोला, अभी अच्छा जीवन ही तो है, क्या प्रॉब्लम है? वेदर ये गृहस्थ और ये ब्रह्मचारी, इट इज सेम. डोंट गो ऑन एक्सटर्नल. भक्ति करना चाहिए, वो इंपॉर्टेंट है. नहीं प्रभु जी, वो नहीं बोल रहा हूं, तो मालूम भक्ति तो मैं कर रहा हूं. प्रभु यू नो व्हाई आई हैव लेफ्ट द टेम्पल? बिकॉज आई वॉज टोल्ड टू रोल चपातीस. आई वॉन्टेड टू प्रीच बट आई वॉज टोल्ड टू रोल चपातीस. सो आई डिड नॉट लाइक रोलिंग चपातीस, देयरफॉर आई लेफ्ट टेम्पल. You know what happened nowadays? I am married for many years. Now my wife has backache. Every day I have to roll chapatis now. So you're saying, whatever is was in our destiny, I don't accept that. I want to change my destiny unnecessarily. And the reason was, and because of that reason what happened, the destiny followed me, and wherever I am now, I am doing the same thing, rolling chapatis. So when we are living in present, we may have certain circumstances in our life. If we cannot change it, live through it, but wait for the future. Live in the present and make changes, alter it. And then you see that while living in present, by being now, the power of now, we can go ahead. We can make the attitude of going ahead. So live in present. The whole idea is to go ahead. But the problem is our mind. Our mind is always lamenting and hankering. Na sochati na kangshati brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Krishna says in 18th chapter, 54th verse, a true living entity, a human being who is a controlled person, he should be na sochati na kangshati. No lamentation and no hankering. But the problem with us is we are always lamenting and always hankering. We are not no sochati and no kangshati, but we are sadaiva sochati and sadaiva kangshati. Always lamenting, are aisa kaisa ho gaya, aur kabhi aisa hoga. Future and the past, and therefore we are never in the present. So therefore we should live in present. That brings the attitude to close. The next triple A formula is what? Ambition. Now, what is ambition? So ambition consists of never rationalize, never go for shortcuts, learn from our mistakes, and get motivated from inspiration. So there are four things we'll cover in ambition. We'll start with never rationalize. What is never rationalize? Never rationalize means never give justification for our activities. Don't try to cover up our faults. If we are faulty, if we are less, let's admit it, but go ahead. Not that we cover up. Man is not a rational animal. He is a rationalizing animal. We always rationalize. Sometimes we rationalize thinking that it is our fault. But if we actually see, it's not a fault, it's a boon. But we see it as a fault. One time there were three people who were working on a construction site. And their work was laying bricks. Cement lagane, brick lagane. And they were building some house, some construction site. So one man went, he saw these three laborers working on the site. So he went to the first laborer and said, "Bhai saab, kya kar rahe hain aap?" So the first man said, "Kya karu, kuch kaam dhandha nahi mila, isliye karna pad raha hai ye. Isliye abhi paapi pet ka sawal hai. I am putting bricks on the, I am making a house." The man went to the next one and asked him, "Kya kar rahe hain aap?" The second person said, "Dikhta nahi kya? Patthar maaro kya abhi? Andha hai kya?" He was also frustrated because he was not happy with the job he was doing. He went to the third person. "Kya kar rahe hain aap?" He said, "This building is going to be made for a very rich prince, you know, very big man, you know, his house. So I am building a palace for a rich man." So this man went away and is thinking, the same work, three people, but three different perception of that work. The last person was really seeing it as his work through which he will progress. The previous two were justifying, or they were sadaiva kangshati, sadaiva sochati, hankering and lamentation. But this guy was not justifying. He was agreeing with the fact that I am a mason. Main brick laga raha ho. But he was seeing that how this brick is not an ordinary brick. I am putting a brick for a big palace for a very rich man. So I am going to contribute something for the rich man. So that was his way of presenting things. Three masons. So therefore don't rationalize. The next one is stop rationalizing, stop stealing. Get up out of your chair and start doing things. Why did you leave your job? The company relocated and I didn't know where it was. It didn't tell me where it was. So people justify things. Never admit. They don't see something good out of it. One man, came to Prabhupada. One man came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, India is land of Mahatmas. He's saying to Prabhupada, India is land of Mahatmas. Then why there is so much problem in India? India is land of Mahatmas. Itne sare bade Mahatma Purush yahan par paida hue. To itna problem kyun hai India mein? So Prabhupada could understand that this person is not telling that we are all problem, creating problem in India. He is putting all the problem in Mahatma's lap, you know. Inke wajah se problem nahi, kyun problem ho raha hai itna? So Prabhupada said, India is land of Mahatmas, but a problem is people of India. Because they do not know who is real Mahatma and who is a fake Mahatma. That's a fact. So wherever there is a market, we'll always find imitation also. Hai na? If you want to go to market and buy a Sony, you can get Sony as per your budget. You want real Sony or fake Sony? iPhone also. No, the I will be missing in that phone, iPhone, you know. And the Apple will be not half Apple, full Apple, you know. It all depends what, how you can. So, he was trying to prove a point that how he was telling Prabhupada that because of Mahatmas maybe there is problem. Prabhupada said, no, it is because of people in India. They do not know who is Mahatma, real Mahatma and who is fake Mahatma. Because a real Mahatma, Prabhupada said, would never preach something which is not there in the Shastra, in the scriptures. They will propagate real truth. And what is real truth, Prabhupada said? The real truth is, Harer Nameva Kevalam. The only method in this age of Kali Yuga to reach God is through chanting His holy names. That is the only method. Harer Nameva Kevalam. But fake Mahatmas will come and their followers will say, Harer Namni, Baba Nameva Kevalam, Didi Nameva Kevalam, and Bapu Nameva Kevalam. And then all the problems begin. So people in India have to be educated who is real and who is fake. The problem is not the Mahatmas, problem is us, Janata Party. We do not know where to go and invest our faith. So therefore, don't try to throw the problem on someone's lap. Try to understand that we are the problem and we are the one who can solve the problem also. Many times we always point fingers at others, you know. All our problems we try to finger it to one person because of him. Like for example, a very simple and very straightforward case. If someone doesn't pass an exam, what is the excuse given? Teacher kuch gadbad ho gaya hai ki nahi? Like I remember in SSC, you know, they told us, you pray that jagda ne hona nahi chahiye teacher ka apne pati ya patni se. Jagda ho gaya, paper check kiya to marks kam milega. No, that is a stupid excuse, but the whole point is we never admit that we are the one who we fail, you know. We didn't actually work hard. But we always blame others. That is their problem. Like one nice, way of presenting. There's one person who was always promoting that he never believed in God. And he had his own reason why he never believed in God.
Amen.
El cortecito de siempre.
Sí, de siempre. Muy bien. Así como el tuyo.
Excelente. La familia,
trabajo. Todo el mundo bien, gracias a Dios.
Muy bien. Muy bien.
Y ya vamos a estar listos. ¿Sabe una cosa?
Sí.
Yo no creo que Dios existe.
¿Por qué dice eso, mi amigo?
Es muy fácil. Al salir a la calle nos damos cuenta de que Dios no existe. Y si no, dígame, si Dios existe, ¿por qué hay tantas personas enfermas? ¿Por qué hay niños abandonados? No, mi amigo, si Dios existiera, no habría sufrimiento, no habría tanto dolor para la humanidad. No puedo entender por qué, si existe un Dios, permite que puedan pasar todas estas cosas.
Bueno,
que tenga buena.
Hasta la próxima.
Hasta luego, señor Luis.
Lo propio.
¿Qué soy?
Los barberos no existen, porque si los barberos existieran, no habría personas con el pelo tan largo como el de este.
Los barberos sí existen. El problema es que esas personas no vienen hacia mí.
Exacto. Ese es el punto. Dios sí existe. Lo que pasa es que las personas no van a él. Por eso, mi amigo, hay tanta miseria y dolor.
The next thing is no shortcuts. No shortcuts. What comes easy won't last. What last won't come easy. There is no shortcut to achievement. There is no shortcut to achievement. Success doesn't come by accident. Success is achieved by our steps. So there cannot be any shortcut in the success. There was one ruler in one country, and he saw that there was big drought in his whole state. So he was very feeling sad about the whole state, and he wanted to help them. So what he did was, he had a huge granary where he had a lot of grain. So he just gave a big stock of grain, a big bag of grain, rice, to every citizen. And in each bag of grain, he put a silver coin and gave. So in that way, he was supplying them the quota plus for future also. Now what happened is, the grains went to all, each and every part of the world, you know, part of the state. And then one lady, a very old lady, she removed the grains and she filled it back in the big dabba she had got. And while filling the grains, she found the silver coin. And she thought, silver coin? The king said that he's going to provide grains to me. So I got the grains, but silver coin, maybe by mistake. She was so honest, she went to the king and said, "Oh king, by mistake, one silver coin of your treasury came in this rice. So you gave me rice, I got it, you take the silver coin back." The king was so happy with the honesty of this old woman. The king called his treasurer and gave 10 gold coins in return to the lady. He said, I am very proud of having a subject like you. You take these 10 gold coins and go. The lady was happy. She came home. Soon the neighbor of this lady realized that the neighbor, she has become very rich. So she went and asked, "Are, kya ho gaya? Aisa kaisa ho gaya?" Then she was so honest, so simple. She mentioned, I found this silver coin. So I thought it's king property, I gave it back to him, and he awarded me. So this lady thought, wow, if I do the same thing, it'll be very nice. So she thought, she gave silver coin and she got 10 gold coins. What if I tell that I got a gold coin and give gold coin to the king? Maybe I can get more. So she found some gold coin in her home. She took one gold coin and went to the king and said, "Oh king, you gave the rice, it was so nice and everything was okay, but this one gold coin came in the rice, but I think so it belongs to you. Thank you very much, please take it back." The king knew everything very well because the king had not put any gold coin. The king saw the gold coin and said, "Thank you very much for your honesty." And the king called the treasurer. And the treasurer bought a certificate. Certificate of honesty. What is your name? And gave it to the lady. And the lady realized she lost her gold coin. She did not get anything written. So sometimes we may imitate a person trying the way he wants. Maybe shortcuts. But shortcuts don't go a long way. We have to know that there is no shortcut for success. So, the next thing is learn from your mistakes. Let your past make you better and not bitter. There is saying, to err is human. To err is human. But to cover up error is not human. We make mistakes, but we cover up those mistakes. We don't want to admit that we made mistakes, and we don't want to learn from our mistakes. We cover up very nicely. So when we make mistakes, there is always a way to overcome the mistake by learning from it, not by covering it up. To err is human. One time one man went to a doctor, very, very concerned. And he went to doctor, "Doctor, I have a big problem in the family." "What happened to you?" "Nothing happened to me, but my wife, you know." "What happened to your wife?" "My wife has become deaf nowadays. She can't hear." Doctor said, "That's okay, but you should bring your wife. Why you came?" So the man said, "If I bring her and tell that she is deaf, she'll be very angry on me. So therefore you give some medicines, I'll take and give the medicines to her. And slowly, slowly her deafness will go away." She's not admitting her deafness. So the doctor said, "Okay, I can help you, but you'll have to tell me how much deaf she is. So do one thing, go back home, and you can let me know the range from which she or she is not able to hear, you know, or she could hear from that range." Okay, so the next day the man got up in the morning, and from a very far distance, he saw that a wife was cooking in the kitchen, you know, some breakfast. So he called from a particular distance, and he asked his wife, "What is there in the breakfast?" And he did not hear anything from the wife. So he understood, at this range, at this distance, she is not able to hear. So he went a little more closer. Went closer and the same decibel of voice, he said, "What is there for the breakfast?" And no sound. So he went more closer. Third time, fourth time, finally at the fifth time, he was just behind his own wife. And the same decibel of voice said, "My dear wife, please tell me what is in the breakfast." And the wife said, "For the fifth time I'm telling you, it is paratha." So the man realized that actually his wife is not making mistakes. He is the one who made mistakes. So when we learn from mistakes, there is a chance to improve. There is a chance to go ahead. And the last one in this particular category of ambition is motivation from inspiration. Get inspired but stay motivated. Get inspired and stay motivated. That means someone can inspire you in your life, but you have to be motivated. No one can push you in motivation. They can inspire you. But motivated, self-motivated person has to be from that inspiration. So inspiration is from others, but motivation is from the self. Like there is a saying, life is the most difficult exam. Life is the most difficult exam. Many people fail because they try to copy others. Many people fail because they try to copy others. Not realizing that everyone's paper has different questions. Not realizing that everyone's paper has different questions. So don't copy. That means create your own style of success. Be self-motivated. Like, we never know, sometimes people get motivated in a different way, you know. Inspiration can be really vague, anywhere inspiration can come from, anywhere. Like one man, he would come to a temple, he was a regular person for many years. Almost like 10 to 12 years he came to temple. But there's one thing he could not give up, his bad habit. He was habituated to drinking. So devotees tried to convince him, you should give up all this, this is not a good habit of drinking, you know. You are a very spiritual minded person. He said, yes, 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 but he could not give up. So finally the preacher who was preaching to him, he became completely, he gave up, abhi sudharne wala nahi hai, 12 saal ho gaya sudhra nahi, abhi kya sudharega. But still he was thinking, thoda chance karna chahiye. So one day one very important, very, very famous, very senior devotee, a very big Maharaj came to our temple. And he was giving lecture. So Prabhuji thought, chalo, last chance hai. Maharaj ko bolte hai. Maharaj ko shayad achha bol denge aashirvachan. Iska jeevan sudhar jayega. So went to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, this is so and so devotee. Very nice person. Very nice service, everything. Last 12 years come temple. But the problem is, last 12 years he cannot give up drinking. So Maharaj, please inspire him. So Maharaj saw him, you know. Upasanich and said, for 12 years you are coming, for 12 years you have not given up drinking. Hopeless case. He said, you will not able to give up drinking for your whole life. No good for nothing, as I told you. Now when he, the Maharaj said like that, the preacher was confused. You know, I thought that Maharaj will say something good. He will say, leave it, brother. Maharaj said, you can never leave it. Keep it, drink it. So he thought, maybe the person may be happy, you know, sunke chalo, theek hai, Maharaj ji bolte, sudharne wala nahi hai. But a person also was shocked. He never thought Maharaj will say like that, you know. He went home and said, are challenge de diya Maharaj ne mere ko aaj re. Maharaj challenge me, that chhodunga nahi. 12 saal chuta nahi mera, abhi jeevan mein chutega nahi. And that day he took a challenge and he stopped drinking. He gave up drinking. Can you imagine? How that inspiration will come, we don't know. But when inspiration comes, we have to be self-motivated. So therefore, motivation comes from inspiration. So, the third one is action. Actions speak louder than words. The path of success is to take massive, determined action. What is action? Action means feed your mind. Stay away from negative influence. And start your day with something positive. So we first saw attitude, ambition, and now action. Kya karna chahiye batao? Abhi tak inspiration bataya, lekin kya karna chahiye? Feed your mind. Feed your mind with good stuff. When good things go in, good things come out. You have to feed your mind daily with good, clean, pure, powerful and positive thoughts. So therefore there is a conducive nature of always giving something good. Like for example, if I have got 1 rupee coin, and let's say this devotee has got 1 rupee coin. If I give him 1 rupee coin, we exchange, let's say. I give him 1 rupee coin, he gives 1 rupee coin to me. What will the end result? How much I will have? 1 rupee. How much you will have? 1 rupee. But if I have something good thought, kuch achha vichar hai, su vichar mere paas hai, and then I exchange. I give my one good thought to him, and he has one good thought, and he gives that one good thought to me. How many good thoughts I got? 2 good thoughts. How many good thoughts he has got? 2 good thoughts. So therefore, when we share good thoughts, what will happen? Money exchanging doesn't increase the money, but good thoughts exchanging increases the wealth of wisdom. So therefore, never be hesitant to share good things. We actually, we always not hesitant to share bad things. Especially WhatsApp and Twitter and Facebook. Whatever is something hatke, tootke, phutke, we share it. But whatever is good, na, we don't want to share. We said, hey, morani, isa apna hai. So always share good thoughts. So feed your mind with positive things, and in this way you can have good things going in and good things going out also. So once Mr. Jawaharlal Nehru, the first Prime Minister of India, so he wrote a beautiful book, very well-known book, Discovery of India. So he wanted to give it for editing. So at that time there was this very famous person who was a very big freedom fighter of India, you know, that time, Vinoba Bhaveji. So he went to Vinoba Bhaveji and told him that please take me my book and batao isme kuch galti hai kya. So Vinoba Bhave read the whole book and came back and said, ye galti isme mila mujhe. Galti aisa hai, aapne likha hai ki Tulsidas ji lived in the time when Akbar was there. बोले ये गलत है. You should write Akbar lived when Tulsidas was living. And then he mentioned that always great person should be given more important than even very big celebrities or eminent personalities, because great saints always occupy the foremost position, because they are the one who motivate people, who inspire people in their thought process, in their character. So therefore never put them down for any celebrity. Celebrity may be big, but the most important position is that of a sage. Because a sage, a sadhu, he is controlling his senses. Who is a hero? Hero is that person who can control his senses. That person is called hero in the whole world for centuries to come. The world calls him hero. He doesn't call himself hero. But a person who has no control of senses, he calls himself hero and becomes hero, but for short time. Hai ki nahi? Aajkal ke hero aise hai na? Today hero is made of what? Person who can break all principles, have no control of senses, mind uncontrolled, he is hero. But how long? He is waiting. The next hero comes and gives him one cake and he goes away. The next person comes in. But all the person who are very much controlled in their senses, they are called heroes for generations together. They remain heroes. I was reading in Shubhulas Poo's book, nice book, you know, open-eyed meditation. He was mentioning, the real heroes, they never take the selfies. The real hero, they don't want selfies because people come and take their photographs. All other heroes, they are thinking that they are hero and they take selfie and put it on profile picture. So real hero is that person who is not proclaimed hero, who the world tells they are hero because of the control of senses. So therefore great Mahatmas and great sages, great saints, they are the real heroes. Therefore in Marathi there is a saying, Sadhu Santa Yeti Ghara Tochi Diwali Dasara. When the saints come to our house, that day is Diwali and that day is Dasara. When someone else comes, it is Diwala. It's not Diwali. So, we need to feed our mind properly, and that feeding will take place when great personalities like saints and sages having wisdom are given due importance. And because of them, what happens? When we come in touch with such great personalities, what happens? Our faith increases. Is it not? Our faith increases. And when the faith increases, a person who has a strong faith, there is a saying in English, faith can move mountains. We can't get faith from some mall. No online shopping can give us faith. Faith is something intrinsic. It comes only in association of great personalities who have wisdom. The faith grows. Most of the time we associate with we associate with very, very simple people. Simple means very, not of good character. What happens? Our faith goes down. But when we associate with great people, our faith increases, and that faith can really move mountains. Really move mountains. So faith is a very important aspect in everyone's life, faith. There was one person who had a very great faith in his doctor, family doctor. His family doctor was an Ayurvedic doctor. So one day he went to his family doctor and said, doctor, doctor, I have got problem, please give me some solution, some medicine. So doctor took a prescription, and then in the prescription was written 8 medicines ka name, you know, herbs. He with the prescription kaha ki iska kaada bana ke pilo, sab theek ho jayega. And this person was fully having faith. He was like completely knowing that this doctor is really genuine. Hamara family doctor hai, sab bola hai, sab kuch theek hua hai hamesha. Doctor sahab ho jayega, pee lunga aur mujhe malum hai theek ho jaunga main. He went home. The next day in the morning, doctor realized, अरे मैंने prescription में 8 ही लिखा है, 10 लिखना चाहिए था, दो दवाई भूल गया मैं. Somehow that he, this patient was staying very close to his clinic. So he went to his house and said, अरे अरे वो पर्ची कहाँ है पर्ची prescription? मैं दो medicine और लिखना है. कौन सा prescription? अरे वो पर्ची दिया ना, आपने तो कहा काढ़ा बना के पी लो. The doctor realized this person put the he put the kagaj in the garam pani. He thought he had to put that kagaj in the garam pani and make kada of that. And he told, I put the kagaj in the garam pani and the kada was so nice, I drank it, I am well. You know why? Because of his faith. It was not the paper. It was his faith. As you mentioned, faith can move mountains. Actually, when you have faith, things which are very difficult to do can happen. Prabhupada says, impossible is a word in Fool's Dictionary. So when there's intrinsic faith, when that faith is generated in proper association of great Mahatmas, that faith can make you do things which you cannot even imagine. So that is understanding of feeding your mind. So when you feed your mind with proper things, what happens? Positivity increases. The next is, stay away from negative influence. Stay away from negative influence. Now you see this photo. Good apples, but one bad apple. What happens? That one bad apple spoils the other good apples. Dekha humne na, tokri mein ek aam kharab hoga to, nikal do usko. Toh kya hoga? Pura tokri kharab ho jayega. Aam ki tokri kharab ho jayegi. That is also the nature in the material world also, in among human society also. There is saying, this is the age of mass destruction and mass distraction. Any doubt about it? You open the newspaper, mass destruction. Everywhere you will find, every particular day you will find, some violence, some crime. And we read number as if, chalo, aaj 100 mar gaye, 200 mar gaye. Hajar mar gaye. Only numbers. We are become desensitized. We don't even know. They are people like us, you know. They are died. 100 mar gaya, 50 mar gaya, ek accident ho gaya, 10 mar gaye. Kya karenge? Mass destruction. So much violence, so much crime. Some places, the entire city is evacuated. Fools. Aur wo samachar bhi nahi aata kya ho gaya uska. Pura city band ye ho gaya. City mein kitne log rehte the, kya ho gaya uska. Pata nahi kuch. So many news, mass destruction. 100 died, 1000 died. So killing has become such a easy thing now. We regularly watch killing, hear killing, experience killing. When I travel in trains, now I see people on the video game, adult people playing on video game. And most of the video game is nothing but killing. किसी किसी को मार रहे, उड़ा रहे, कुछ उसका पॉइंट मिल रहे हैं, जितना उड़ा है उतना पॉइंट. आई वाज थिंकिंग, जस्ट इमेजिन संस्कार्स कमिंग फ्रॉम दिस किलिंग, यू नो, यू आर किलिंग एक्चुअली. किलिंग इज नॉट गुड एक्चुअली. यू शुड नॉट इवन थिंक बैड अबाउट अदर्स. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ किलिंग अ पर्सन. बट एवरी डे इन एंड डे आउट किलिंग. जस्ट इमेजिन संस्कार्स आर कमिंग ऑन आवर लाइफ. सो देयरफॉर मास डिस्ट्रक्शन एंड मास डिस्ट्रैक्शन. There is no focus. Last year I gave Prerna, the topic was focus. And I was speaking on mass distraction. So many gadgets we have got. The gadgets make us feel that we are important. Like Gaur Gopal was mentioning in one of his Prerna lectures, you know. The first thing everyone gets up in the morning and does is checks how many messages have come on WhatsApp. Forgetting about Krishna, forgetting about duty. The first thing is, Why? Because it makes them feel very important. देखो मैं कितना important हूँ. रात को भी लोगों ने message मुझे भेजा है. And this openness in the media, in the whole society has led to what? Easy sense gratification. Easy sense gratification. But what has resulted? When senses are low, sense gratification is very easy. Kya hota hai? Such a person whose sense gratification is full at par, who is gratifying his senses without any control, such a person, he cannot focus his mind. A person whose mind is not focused, his determination is not resolute. Bhagavad Gita says, that a person whose determination is not resolute, he can't do anything in his life. And therefore we find people more confused in today's generation, even though they had everything. Why? Because jyada sense gratification hai, mind control nahi, focus nahi hai. So therefore this age of mass destruction and mass destruction. So therefore, we have to come over this negative influence our life. Like, I'll tell you a strange thing. Nowadays it has become so common. When I was working many years back, so one man came and said, "Aaj mere ghar party hai, sabko aana hai, theek hai na?" And then he saw me. I was wearing tilak that time. So he said, "Are tu aayega ki nahi?" To main dekhta hu main. "Are tere liye vegetarian rakha hai maine." So then the next person next to me said, "Are mere liye kya hai? To tujhe kya chahiye?" The person said, "Main to all rounder hu." I was thinking, what a positive way of saying that I eat everything in the world, and I drink everything in the world, all-rounder. That's a fact of life. People have become more all-rounders today than simple people. One man in a colony, there are two people walking, strolling, One was the chairman of the colony, other was secretary of the colony. So they were going on a stroll, checking, sab kuch theek hai colony mein kya. So then they saw the security guard. सिक्योरिटी गार्ड को दिखाया, वो बुलाया जा रहा, तो आ गया. जैसे आ गया तो सिक्योरिटी गार्ड के मुंह से इतना बदबू आ रहा था, बिकॉज ही ड्रंक. अरे तुम पी के आया? तुम कैसे पी के आया? तुमको मालूम नहीं जॉब पे पीना नहीं चाहिए? तो बोला, नहीं नहीं, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है, आपने तो बोला मुझे. अरे फिर मैं बोला, मैं बोला, तू बोला क्या? हमने तो बोला नहीं पी के आने के लिए. नहीं, आपने तो बोला सिक्योरिटी शूट टाइट. So it has become our style. Tight, all-rounder. These are jargons we use to cover up that we are loose in our sense gratification. Our mind is not controlled. We give up to anything in the world. There is no control of our life. So therefore, stay away from negative influence. If someone wants to determine, he should know. He has to control his mind, he has to control his senses. No pain, no gain. Jeevan mein kuch haasil karna hai, phukat mein nahi aane wala hai. Mehnat karna padega. What is that mehnat? Mehnat ka matlab pathar uthana nahi. Mehnat ka matlab andar se shakti chahiye. Intrinsic struggle will be there. You will have to work on it. And therefore everyone in this world has to change. Don't blame the government, the politicians, the local secretaries, the bhajiwala, everyone is blaming. Ye log hi sab bekar log hai. Arre, we have to change from our side. But problem is, change is not easy. Is change easy? Change bolna easy hai. Karna bahut difficult hai. Hai ki nahi? Bahut difficult hai. One time one wife took her husband to a doctor. This husband was very sick. So he went to the doctor, and doctor ne pura all body treatment check kiya, sab kuch. And the wife was very concerned, kya ho gaya mere pati ka. To doctor se pucha, kya kuch hai ki nahi, kuch chance hai, kya karna hai. To doctor ne bulaya patni ko andar, aur baad mein bataya, dekho, main janta hu aap bade bahut chintit hai apne pati ke bare mein. You want your husband to be very much well back in action, healthy. But I'll tell you some tips. Would like to follow those tips? And the wife said, "Why not? Sure, sure. Please tell me what are the tips." And husband said, doctor said, "Dekho, आपको सबसे पहले उनको रोज सुबह हेल्दी ब्रेकफास्ट ताजा ताजा खिलाना पड़ेगा. एंड आई वाज थिंकिंग माय गॉड. सेकंड, आपको हमेशा अच्छे मूड में रहना पड़ेगा उनके सामने. यू वुड बी ऑलवेज इन प्लेजेंट एंड गुड मूड. एंड द वाइफ वाज थिंकिंग माय गॉड. एंड थर्ड इज यू हैव टू कुक एवरी डे फ्रेश डिनर, नॉट सम चार दिन का फ्रिज में से निकाल के गर्म करके दिया है. फ्रेश डिनर इज इट. एंड देन ही सेड नेवर डिस्कस योर प्रॉब्लम्स विथ योर हस्बैंड इज इट. And stop watching those TV shows and Facebook pay, Facebook and WhatsApp. Stop using that, you know. Spend more time with your husband. Is it? Don't demand from him new jewels. Is it? And the doctor said, if you can do this, you can do this for 1 year, your husband will be very healthy. Pakka. And the wife said, okay, okay. And she left. सो द हस्बैंड आई हैड नॉट हर्ड एनीथिंग ना. सो हस्बैंड ने पूछा वाइफ को, डॉक्टर ने क्या बोला? तो वाइफ बोली, बचना मुश्किल है. सो इट इज इजी टू से बट वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अप्लाई. So therefore you should know, it may be difficult to apply, but it is not impossible to apply. Difficult is one thing, but impossible is not there. So therefore it is said, what you are, what you eat, drink, breathe and think. There is saying in English, your personality is average of 5 people around you. Your personality is average of 5 people around you. Choose your association wisely. There is also saying, you don't have to tell me who you are. You just tell me whom you associate, I will tell you who you are. So therefore, change may be difficult, but it's not impossible. Provided we arrange positive association around us. When there is positive association, things will improve. Like for example, this temple. Is it not Radha Gopina temple? Srila Prabhupada called ISKCON temple as Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Kuntha means misery. Vaikuntha means no misery. Now, one way, many people may think, "Arey, this temple is in city, you know. Generally, temple should be in a very calm, cool, beautiful, serene atmosphere. That is the ideal place for a temple. Now, all the ISKCON temples are in the midst of a polluted city, you know. Inside it is so good, outside you go, all pollution. From all four sides, 24 hours, 365 days pollution. And the temple is in between that. So someone asked Prabhupada, ki aap log itna bada temple banate kyu hai? Why you spend so much money in building temples? Prabhupada told very nicely to that man, actually I can sit under a tree and preach and speak. But will you come and sit under a tree and hear me? No, never hear. So for you, not for me, this temple is made so nice, so beautiful, so that when you come from outside, you come inside, you'll feel serenity, you'll feel peace of mind, and you sit down and hear some good things. So all these facilities are in this temple, for not for the person who's staying in temple, but people who will visit temple. That is the idea. So this whole temple is made to create positivity, to help people come out of their problems. And here we have Krishna also here. Just imagine, Krishna is here. What is Krishna doing? Playing flute. We are singing before a bhajan, you know. Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Krishna is playing flute originally on the banks of Yamuna. Just see the merciful nature of God. God has appeared here. He is playing flute not on Yamuna Tira but Chopati Tira. On the banks of Chopati. Yamuna is so beautiful, so cool, refreshing in the spiritual world. Here Chopati is what? All dirty. But Krishna has agreed to come on the banks of Chopati for whom? Playing his flute for all of us to entice us. So Prabhupada has made this temple so that we all come in, and what will happen? we eat positive, drink positive, breathe positive, think positive. And how it is not possible that we can be positive? We have to be. So therefore, keep your connection strong to such places. They are like oases in the desert. In the desert of pollution, corruption, this is a place, oasis, where you can breathe in fresh air of energy, fresh air of enthusiasm, vigor, and make your life very positive. So in this way, what you eat is what you drink. Real problem is not population explosion, but what population is doing. That is the problem. Hai ki nahi? Population kar kya raha hai? Usko sudharna chahiye. One devotee told me a very nice thing, that Prabhuji, today's age is the age of advertisement, bombardment, propaganda, narabaji. Narabaji bombardment se jo asli cheez bhi nahi hai, usko asli bana dete. That is today's age. Is it not? What is advertisement all about? You speak bold enough, big enough, long enough, it becomes truth. That is advertisement. Speak anything bold enough, big enough and long enough, and even a false thing will become truth. So we are in age of Narabaji. Media, advertisement, the investors, no one is thinking about us. Everyone is thinking about their pocket. Kitna paisa aane wala hai. Janta ko kuch problem nahi. Janta ko, they are our what? Customers. So everyone is trying to exploit each other. So in this age of Narabaji, this devotee mentioning, how a devotee will remain in this Narabaji, unaffected? Bombardment is going on everywhere, advertisement is going on everywhere. Wherever you find some call, ye lijiye, oh lijiye, take that. So this devotee told me that actually in this age of advertisement, Narabaji, bombardment, propaganda, a devotee should make Krishna conscious ideas of propaganda. I said, what is that? So whatever you propaganda you see, connect it to Krishna. Then he gave me idea. You know, said you're walking on the road, and suddenly you see something, you know. Jeevan ke saath bhi, jeevan ke baad bhi. Forget the product immediately. Who is that person who can jeevan ke saath bhi and jeevan ke baad bhi really? God, Krishna. Connect it. An idea can change the world. Immediately. Arjuna ko ek idea mila Gita se. Pura jeevan badal gaya. Read Bhagavad Gita. Connect it. Ya something mein kaam hai na, kuch meetha ho jaye. So immediately you said, haan, kuch meetha hona chahiye. And what is the most sweetest thing, you know? The most sweetest thing is the holy name, is it not? Tukaram Maharaj kya bole? God tuje roopa, God tuje naava. Tukaram Maharaj said, the best thing, the sweetest thing is Krishna's holy name. Madhuram madhure bhyopi, mangale bhyopi mangalam. So the most sweetest thing is Krishna's holy name. So as soon as you see, what? Kuch meetha ho jaye. What you should do? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So therefore, tejat durjat sangamam, give up wrong association. Stay away from negative influence. And bhaja sadhu sangamam, associate with great saints and sadhus and take inspiration from them. Associate with people of wisdom. A leader has to give up to go up, then has to give up more to stay up. So don't think that you are giving up something. Are chhodna pad raha hai, chhodna pad raha hai. Are you are chhoot raha hai kuch, kiske liye? Aage jane ke liye. Aage jane ke liye chhodna pad raha hai, to achha hai na. For example, if you are coming to Grand Road Station, and you are beginning from Kandivali, to malad chhoot gaya, to kya surat hai kya aap log? Are malad chhoot gaya, malad chhoot gaya. Malad chhoot gaya to achha hai, iska matlab pass mein pahunch raha. Immediately when Dadar comes, Dadar chhoot gaya, Dadar chhoot gaya. Nahi. Nada chhut gaya na, 15 minute mein grand road aane wala hai. So when you are in journey in life, you are advancing. So you have to give up certain things which are obstacles in your advancement. You should be happy giving up. You should not be sad giving up. And more, if you want to stay in that position, you have to really give up sort of things which are not good for you, detrimental in your Krishna consciousness. So therefore, the whole idea is to give up negative influence. And finally start your day with something positive. So we began with what? Feed your mind. And then we also progress towards what? Giving up negative influence. Now we come to the third point of starting your day with something positive. Start your day with something positive. How many of you do make a point that in the morning when you leave for your job or your office or your college, you never forget before to charge your mobile? Everyone, charging to hona chahiye. Bina charging kaise niklu bahar mein? So when we go outside, we are very conscious our mobile should be charged. Similarly, when you leave outside in the morning, we should be conscious whether I am charged or not. Mobile ko charge kiya diya, maine apne aap ko charge kiya ki nahi. So one should charge up. Therefore, all the meditation activities, chanting activities is prescribed in the what time? Morning time. Not in daytime, you can do that, but the best thing is in the morning. Before you leave, charge up yourself with meditation, with sadhana, with chanting. In fact, finish all your spiritual duties in the morning. Don't keep anything pending. Just like when you leave your home, you see that mobile is 100% charged. You'll be happy, 100%. You see 50%, you feel, arey bach, 50% kya karna hai abhi? You have to carry your mobile charger or you carry your bank, power bank. You're always in anxiety. Hai na? But if you charge fully, then you are, chalo, theek hai, sham tak to chalega aaj. So charge up. Morning, we charge up with our sadhana, with our duties. And just like when a person goes out in the morning, we find many people, you know, they decorate themselves very nicely. People spend lot of time in front of mirror. And mirror now, we don't have to worry. In mobile also mirror is there, you know. Mirror and selfies, so many things. People are always conscious of their own self, how they look, how they are seen from outside, people perceive them. People spend a lot of time makeuping, you know. Now there is saying the person who is staying next to the station, you know, what happens? He is so much busy in makeup that he always misses his train. Station ke bagal mein rehta hai, train chhut jati hai, kyunki hamesha makeup mein rehta hai wo. Last minute sab adjust karte rehta hai wo. So therefore, the whole idea is people want to decorate themselves before they go out. So therefore, when you go out, please make a special decoration with your cosmetics. This cosmetic is cosmetic of life. What is that cosmetic? When you go out in the morning, be careful that you are well decked. Be careful that you are well decked. What is that well deck all about? In the morning, decorate your lips with good words. Decorate your eyes with sympathy, daya. Decorate your vani with prayer, prarthana. Decorate your hands with charity, dan. Decorate your face with a beautiful smile. And finally, decorate your heart with love for all living entities. This is real cosmetics. So life is all simple, you know. Triple A formula. Attitude, ambition, and action. We move on to now the next one. Stay foolish. Kya Prabhuji, stay foolish. Murkh raho. No, stay foolish means be humble. Now here we can see Mr. Jobs. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gopal ji ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai. Steve Jobs is saying here, remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I have ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Such an important person, but he also knows, mera bhi time aane wala hai. A very big man never says that he is going to lose. But he is saying, I am going to lose soon. Why? But death is going to come and everything is going to end. But he is saying, that is making me go strong. That's called humble. Admitting that life is going to come soon to an end, but I am going to use my opportunity properly. So stay foolish means stay humble. It's a beautiful verse which comes in the Shikshashtakam. Let us recite together. Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnunam amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So one has to be humble. Now, what is meaning of humility? Humility is something which is innate. It is not something which you have to get from something outside. A spirit soul is part and parcel of God, and therefore he has to be humble because he is insignificant. Like one time one man asked ice, barf. Barf ko pucha, barf bhai, why you are so cool? To barf ne uttar diya. My past was water, my future is water. तो अभी और गर्म होने के लिए क्या रखा है मेरे पास? So if we see our past, our future, and see our present, a person will automatically be humble. Like for example, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is one such person who achieved so many things in his life, but he always remained down to earth. People would come and say, Swamiji, आपने इतना प्रचार किया, and Prabhupada would say, नहीं 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 मैं तो सिर्फ खाता हूँ और सोता हूँ. मेरे डिसाइपल हैं अमेरिकन और वेस्टर्न डिसाइपल्स, दे आर द वन हु आर प्रीचिंग एंड स्प्रेडिंग दिस हरे कृष्ण एंड आई एम टेकिंग द क्रेडिट. दिस इज प्रभुपाद. ही वाज डूइंग एवरीथिंग. यंग डिवोटीज, अमेरिकन वाइब्रेंट बॉडीज, 25-20 ईयर पीपल कुड नॉट मैच प्रभुपाद स्पीड, 69-70 ईयर ओल्ड मैन स्पीड. Prabhupada traveled all over the world 14 times in 12 years. No jet lag, no problem with old age, having just going on and serving Krishna. No one can match him. But yet he is saying, sab inhone kiya, maine kuch nahi kiya. That is the greatness. As I was mentioning, vidya dadati vinayam. Person who is really educated has to be humble. I remember very much that one time I went for a yatra many years back. It was a very small yatra. We went to a village. And in that yatra, we had small deities of Gaur Nitai we were carrying. So, what happened is one devotee told, Prabhuji, aap uthayenge ki Gaur Nitai go. So there was a small altar and I was picking Gaur Nitai like that. And I was going. So I was picking Gaur Nitai and I was walking with Gaur Nitai. And all the devotees were going on kirtan, you know, and we were walking like a Shobha Yatra kind of thing. We entered a small village. As we entered a small village, this village was so pious, they came out blowing conch shells, you know, and putting water on the road. Then I found suddenly people coming out, ladies coming out, and they came to me, and they were washing my feet. And I was embarrassed, why are they washing my feet? So one village went, next village we went, again same thing, they were washing my feet. So after some time I thought, Arewa, I am so important, they are washing my feet. Third village, fourth village, every village I was going, people washing my feet only, no one else's feet. So I was very impressed that they understand I am sadhu, so they are washing my feet. Yes, before entering sixth village, one devotee came and said, Prabhuji, aap thak gaye honge, main uthau kya bhagwan ko? To maine bola, theek hai. So he started lifting Gaur Nitai and I was walking next to him. And again sixth village, conch shell, pani, lota leke aage, to mujhe laga abhi aayenge mere paas. To mere paas se aake, dusre vyakti jo hai na uske paas gaye. और उसका पैर धुआ. तो मैंने बोला मेरा क्यों पैर धुआ नहीं? दिस हैपेंड टू थ्री विलेज. देन आई रियलाइज एक्चुअली दे आर वॉशिंग माई फीट बिकॉज आई वॉज कैरिंग कृष्णा, आई वॉज कैरिंग गौर नितय. नॉट दैट आई वॉज ग्रेट, हुम आई वॉज कैरिंग दे वर ग्रेट. एंड एज सुन एज कृष्णा वेंट इन समवन्स हैंड देन ही बिकेम ग्रेट. सो इट इज नॉट आवर ग्रेटनेस, इट इज द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ गॉड दैट ही हैज गिवन अस. And when we appreciate it, we understand that it is His greatness that He made me great. What happens? Such a person becomes great, humble. Otherwise, he becomes great, fool. So that is humility. Understanding that actually we are empowered. We are not the doers. We are putting efforts, but grace is coming. Someone told me that Judo's founder, his name was Jigoro Kano. This guy, he was a founder of Judo. He was about to die. He called his disciples and said, when I die, you bury me in this judo clothes. But don't put black belt, put white belt. So they were surprised. Why? He said, I want to show the whole world. White belt means beginning. When I die, I'll end this career. When I come again, I'll have to again begin full, new. I can't say I was black belt in last life. So now I was empowered by God. I am thanking Him. But now again, when the time has come, I am again the beginner. So this is what a real person is, when he's genuinely humble, accepting that he got all his greatness because of God's greatness, but he is carrying those greatness, and he will soon give this greatness to others, like that. So therefore, when a person grows, his value also grows. Like there is saying by in a Shakespeare's novel, it is mentioning that when you put a coin down on the floor, ek paise ka ek sikke ko niche dalenge, to uska awaaz aata hai. The coin makes sound, ting 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 ting. You remove a note, currency, and put on the floor from the same height, it will make no sound. The coin makes sound, the currency makes no sound. And Shakespeare say, as your value increases, you should make less sound. Got the point? As your value increases, you should make less sound. That means we should become more humble, thinking that it is not me. But what happens? It happens opposite. When we start getting something good, we are the one who broadcast it, you know. Sab kuch dal dete, Facebook mein, Twitter mein, WhatsApp mein. Sometimes we try to be humble. We said, main dal sakta hu, tu dal ke de, tu dal yaar mere taraf se. So we want to proclaim everyone, you know, that I have got karke. But actually humble person is that person who thinks that I don't deserve. It is all God's greatness. So it is the whole idea of humble beings, what? To be good in gratitude, to be good in latitude, and to be good in habitude. So humble people don't think less of themselves, they just think of themselves less. So what is gratitude? Gratitude is nothing but be willing to be a student, and also be willing to serve. That's called gratitude. A person who is very grateful at heart, he will always think that I am a learner, I am a student, I want to learn a lot. And that person will always be grateful to get opportunity to serve. So what is be willing to be a student? Be a learner first, a master second, and a student always. One time, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj came to a temple. And one reporter came and asked, and he said, Swamiji, aapka introduction dijiye. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj said to her, that lady, that, you know, I am a student of the Hare Krishna movement. Now those who know Bhakti Charu Maharaj, you should know Bhakti Charu Maharaj is a very senior person in ISKCON. For many years he has been practicing monk, a sannyasi, a guru, a leader. He was very close to Prabhupada also. And he was the one Prabhupada gave him first initiation, second initiation, sannyas in 1 year, everything together, three of them. Very difficult. But he got only one person like that. And he was asked, who are you? Aapka introduction. He said, I am a student of the Hare Krishna movement. All the devotees were hearing, they were shocked. You saying student of Hare Krishna? So usne pucha reporter, how long you have been student? So I have been student for 38 years. 38 years student. What is secret of you being student? The reporter asked. Then Maharaj said, actually when I joined, I was thinking that, you know, I will try out. And I'll keep trying out till I find something better. So for last 30 years I'm trying to be a student and trying to be a devotee. I'm trying because till now in 38 years I didn't find anything better than this. Therefore I'm continuing. When I heard that, I was thinking that he has given his introduction in a unique way. If he had given introduction that I am a guru, a Vaishnava, sannyasi, and this, maybe I would have not remembered it so much. But the way he introduced himself, I'm still remembering after many years of his introduction. Why? Because that's how he portrayed that he's a student, he's a learner, he's still learning. So it is continuous education program in our life. We never graduate, we always keep learning. We are always student. So be willing to be a student. And finally, it is mentioned, gratitude also means be willing to serve. So the world is full of leaders. But actually, world is facing problem due to lack of servant leaders. There are so many people who are saying, I am leader, we are leader, make me leader, main aapka leader hu. Lekin, we don't have anyone saying, I am servant leader. Main aapka sevak hu, main aapka das hu. We need servant leaders. When servant leaders come, what happened? Then they really serve. So leadership starts here. Where? By food bathing everyone's feet. That's leader. Leader is down to earth, humble. इसे कहावत हिंदी में जो इंसान खुद के लिए जीता है उसका एक दिन मरण होता है. जो इंसान खुद के लिए जीता है उसका एक दिन मरण होता है. जो इंसान दूसरों के लिए जीता है उसका एक दिन स्मरण होता है. So here is Radhanath Swami saying, to be leader means to have humility, to have respect and to serve the people that we are leading. And that type of character, that type of integrity not only brings real fulfillment to hearts, but also has a great effect on the lives of all the people around us. So therefore real leadership actually means to serve, an opportunity to serve. So that is called as be willing to serve and be willing to be always a student. That's called gratitude. The next is a good latitude. What is good latitude? Good latitude means talking about ethics and values and talking about character. Like example, people are talking nowadays more about corruption, you know. Bharat mein itna corruption hai, world mein itna corruption hai. Yes, corruption is at all levels. And the current government is trying to remove all corruptions from all levels. But actually we see, while the government is working on corruption, to reduce corruption, we should also know corruption is of two types. One is the extrinsic and other is the intrinsic. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. The extrinsic and the intrinsic. The extrinsic can be worked out by government, but the intrinsic has to be worked on by our own self. There is something which the government can't do anything about. It is us, we have to change. And that, till that point, the corruption does not go enough from our heart. The intrinsic corruption, nothing can happen right. Andar hi disease hai, to upar se jo boil aa raha hai, usko aap kitna bhi malam lagao, wo boil chale jayega, lekin boil phir yahan aayega. Yahan malam lagao, boil yahan se nikal ke yahan aayega. Problem kya hai? Khoon kharab hai. Khoon ko saaf karo. Lekin hum sirf upar malam laga rahe. So we are trying to get a superficial solution from outside, but the intrinsic is go inside the root cause. The root cause is we ourselves are the problem. If everyone decides to change, improve his ethics and values, then what will happen? The world will be a better place to live. So what is ethics? Ethics means every profession has an ethics, a style of working by which it will be harmony. When a person gives up ethics for some monetary gain, what will happen? Then there is a problem in society. Like someone was mentioning few years back to me, that people were so fond of drinking, smoking, gambling, that people would want money for that, agni. For drink, for smoke and gamble, what happens? You have to pay. You have to pay money. If you want enjoyment, drinking, smoking, gambling, you need to pay money. In only Hare Krishna temple, you got enjoyment for free. Free dancing, free eating, everything free. But everything outside the world, you have to pay. So if you want to pay money for that, you need money. And they cost a lot. Then what happens? Then you use all kinds of deceptive means to earn the money. So this devotee was mentioning that in America, in Las Vegas, the town, the city famous for gambling dens, you know, casinos. So in Las Vegas, in one particular year, there was a notable increase in number of deaths in hospitals, in ICUs. अचानक पेशेंट मर रहे थे आईसीयू में. बहुत ऐसा रैपिड ग्रोथ हो गया. तो इन्वेस्टिगेशन हुआ कि ऐसा कैसे हो गया अचानक, इतना अच्छा हॉस्पिटल है. एंड इन्वेस्टिगेशन वॉज, वेन इट केम आउट, इट वॉज लाइक माय गुडनेस. रिपोर्ट वॉज दैट द नर्सेस हू वर देयर इन आईसीयू, दे वर डूइंग गैम्बलिंग एंड दे वर गैम्बलिंग ऑन पेशेंट्स. One nurse should say to other nurse, ये जो है ना ICU patient bed number 5, ये 5 दिन में मरने वाला है, $1,000 उसके ऊपर. And the second nurse said, no, he will live, you know, $1,000 from my side. Now what will happen? If you're betting on a patient, the nurse is supposed to nurse the patient, you know. The nurse is nursing the patient and the patient is improving, you know. The nurse will think, So every day is going, the nurse is thinking, my God, I'm going to lose what? Not a patient, no? I'm thinking about money. So many times the nurses who would lose, they would slowly, what happened, without anyone knowing, switch off some ventilator or oxygen or whatever, they would do something wrong and the patient would die. So just see how it's so connected. It affects the society. Ethics is not followed here. Recently someone sent me a video and it mentioned that how people were doing corruption, not corruption on very big levels, even on ordinary level. They were mentioning that on train stations, people were selling tea, the tea vendors. The milk was contaminated. So the contaminant kya hua? Pani mein, doodh mein pani mila hua aur kya? Nahi, doodh hi nahi tha. Le kya, doodh hi nahi hai. So they used white poster color, you know. They put poster color in the water, garam kiya, usme kuch powder dala, bilkul doodh jaisa dikhta hai. And they put even chai patti also, essence, not even chai patti. Aur usko garam karke wo pila rahe logo ko. To usko pakda gaya, usko pucha kab se kar rahe hai, 15 saal se kar raha hu. Akela hai kya? Nahi, sab log aise hai. Kyun sab log aise hai? Sabko chai chahiye, doodh kahan se aayega? Bharat mein logo doodh chahiye, chai ka doodh. गाय के दूध का चाय चाहिए. गाय को पालते नहीं और गाय के दूध का तो है, फिर क्या करेंगे? दूध तो मिलता नहीं तो फिर पोस्टर कलर है कि नहीं? सो इट इज एवरीवेयर. पीपल आर नॉट फॉलोइंग एथिक्स. सो व्हेन यू फॉलो एथिक्स एंड वैल्यूज इन आवर लाइफ, व्हाट हैपेंस? आवर एटीट्यूड इंप्रूव्स. एंड फाइनली देन वी हैव कैरेक्टर. देयर इज सेइंग इन इंग्लिश दैट इफ वेल्थ इज लॉस्ट, नथिंग इज लॉस्ट. इफ हेल्थ इज लॉस्ट, समथिंग इज लॉस्ट. But if character is lost, everything is lost. लेकिन क्या होता है, आजकल उल्टा हो गया है. If character is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if wealth is lost, everything is lost. Today character is not, character has become a word, you know, slang word, character. You use sometimes character. How you use the word character in English nowadays in Mumbai? Character आ गया. Just imagine. So character word has no value. What to speak of the person of character, you know, real character. I was talking another day with one principal of a very prestigious engineering college. And he was mentioning, you know, when I was young, you know, we had role models in our life who are even today my role models, he was mentioning. But I am really worried about the current generation, the principal is saying, because today's generation has no role model for them. They have models, but they are not role models. They are just models. And those models keep changing every 3 months. Yes. You see, every 3 months people's models are changing. Hero, cricket hero changes, sports, any other hero, film hero, and everyone keeps changing. There is no constant person, you know. Just model is there. No role model. So character is not there. So there is no character, what happens? There is disaster. One time one father, he called one math teacher and said, मेरा जो लड़का है ना उसका मैथ्स अच्छा नहीं है, उसको सिखाने के लिए आप रेगुलरली आओ. मैथ्स टीचर सेड, फर्स्ट आई विल चेक योर सन, यू नो, टेस्ट हाउ इज ही, हाउ मच ही डजंट नो, देन आई विल अकॉर्डिंगली टीच हिम. सो देन ही केम फॉर अ टेस्ट रन. सो ही आस्क्ड द बॉय, बेटा बताओ, इफ यू हैव टू मैंगोज एंड इफ यू गिव वन मैंगो टू योर फ्रेंड, हाउ मेनी मैंगोज यू हैव? एंड द चाइल्ड सेड, आई विल हैव टू मैंगो. समझा नहीं शायद, फिर से बताया उसको. यू हैव टू मैंगोज, अच्छे से बताया, एंड यू गिव वन मैंगो टू योर फ्रेंड, सो हाउ मेनी मैंगो यू हैव? टू मैंगोज. तीन चार बार सेम बताया उसने, टू मैंगोज. तो मैथ्स टीचर को लगा सच में ये मैथ्स में बहुत अच्छा है, तो उसको पूछा, ए टू मैंगो कैसा? टू मैंगो बताओ मुझे. चलो, तो लड़का बोला, होशियार रहा बहुत, बोला कि मैं क्यों दो मैंगो, मैं मैंगो दूंगा ही नहीं, तो कितने बचे? टू मैंगो. सो द मैथ टीचर सॉ द फादर एंड सेड, योर सन डज नॉट रिक्वायर मैथ टीचर, इट रिक्वायर्स अ कैरेक्टर टीचर, यू नो. वो उसके भी नीचे ही है, वो लेवल पे भी नहीं आया अभी तक. वन बॉय केम फॉर द क्लास वेरी लेट, यू आर स्टैंडिंग आउट साइड, केम, टीचर कैन आई कम इन साइड? टीचर सेड व्हाई यू कम लेट? सो द बॉय सेड, मैडम व्हेन आई इज कमिंग टू द स्कूल वन मैन यू नो ही लॉस्ट हिज 100 rupees नोट ऑन द रोड, सो आई वेंट टू हिम, यू नो. सो द टीचर बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी एंड सेड टू द स्टूडेंट्स, देखा देखा कितना नेक लड़का है ना, किसी का 100 rupees घूम गया रास्ते पे, तो ये अपना स्टूडेंट यहां का वो जाके हेल्प किया उसको, बहुत अच्छा, ताली बजाओ, सब ताली बजाया सबने. फिर टीचर ने पूछा वेरी नाइस वेरी नाइस. वो व्यक्ति तक दैट बॉय बिकेम कंफ्यूज, वाई पीपल लोग ताली बजा रहे पता नहीं. सो टीचर आया, वो तो ठीक है बेटा, लेकिन तू आधा घंटा लेट कैसे आ गया, इतना देर क्यों लगी? टीचर वही तो बोल रहा हूं मैं कि मैं वो नोट के ऊपर खड़ा था, तो जब तक वो गया नहीं तब तक मैं खड़ा था. तो पता नहीं ताली मिली गाली मिली पता नहीं. सो देयर इज इंट्रिंसिक प्रॉब्लम हियर, यू नो, वी आर नॉट डीलिंग विद सम ऑर्डिनरी इश्यू ऑफ एडिशन सब्स्ट्रैक्शन ऑनेस्टी, वी आर रियली गोइंग डीप, प्रॉब्लम इज गोइंग रियली डीप, रूट लेवल पे प्रॉब्लम है. पीपल आर लॉस्ट वैल्यूज, पीपल आर लॉस्ट एथिक्स, पीपल आर लॉस्ट देयर कैरेक्टर. सो देयरफॉर if you want to really appreciate your life and get something, a prized reward in life, you have to cherish that most important in our life is people around us, not things around us. People around us, we should not use people and love things, we should love people and use things. I'll show you a nice video. A beautiful video of how people over project. Now this guy, this one which I'm going to show you, is the monk and the monkey. So this is a student in the hermitage of a great yogi, and the yogi is saying, "Now I am going to confer upon you the monkhood title. But for this, you have to pass the last exam." And what is the last exam? Now we'll see.
"I believe you're ready
to become a monk?
Oh, oh, oh. For one final task, Ray. Travel up to North Mountain. There you will find an ancient tree that bears a sacred fruit. I would like you to collect that fruit for me, Raghu."
The final test is to collect that special ancient fruit.
"Look for the tree, the fruit to fall. Remember, Raghu, you must be patient."
Master? I'm sorry. I don't deserve this.
Nonsense, Raghu. My friend and I think otherwise.
I hope the message is clear, you know, how this person, he had a choice, the thing or a life. And he said, thing is not important, life is important. And he got awarded for that, people over project. So, coming back to the PowerPoint and the last point now, and before we have, don't keep you hungry more, is ethics and values and character, and finally, a good habitude. We become what we repeatedly do. So, habit of forgiveness. I was referring to one mail. One devotee sends me a regular mail, and I'm very happy. I very fondly remember every time there is a footer, a small message in the email, and the message is: at the end of the day, all we have is. At the end of the day, all we have is each other. That's a very powerful message that how we may accomplish so many things in the life, but at the end of the day, we have people to whom we enjoy with. Is it not? If there is no people around us, whatever we have, whom we will share with, show with. People are very important. So people were projects. So therefore, this habit of forgiveness has to be there, because what will happen as we stay close to people, there will be always some misunderstanding, there will be some issues because we stay together. When we stay together, familiarity breeds contempt. So there is a problem of they underestimating us, we underestimating them. So in association when we stay, we should be very adaptable, flexible. And therefore one good quality which every good citizen has should have is they should be always willing to forgive. There's a nice story in the Shastra. It mentions that there was one Brahmana who was taking bath in a river one day. And while taking bath in the river, he saw that one scorpion was floating in the river, is about to die, you know, struggling. So the Brahmana caught hold of the scorpion, to remove the scorpion and put it out. As soon as he caught hold of the scorpion bit the Brahmana on the hand. So immediately, because he bit, he threw it down. Again the scorpion was struggling in the water. So again he lifted the scorpion. It happened 3-4 times. The scorpion was biting and it was falling down and again was picking up. Finally one gentleman saw and said, "Hey, what are you doing, you know? You are trying to pick up a scorpion, but a scorpion is biting you, then why are you picking up? Leave it, let it die, you know. That's his destiny." Then he said, "Well, I am learning so many things from this scorpion," this man, Brahmana mentioned. "This scorpion is dying, but still not leaving its swabhav, its nature. What is his nature? To sting. Marra alikin swabhav chodne rai, sting." He said, "I am a human being, I am a Brahmana, I am supposed to be forgiving. So if he is not leaving his swabhav when he is dying, why should I leave my swabhav when I am leaving, you know? So my nature is to forgive. So he is biting me, but still I am forgiving, I am trying my best to again give him a good life, new life." So the whole idea is when we learn the art of forgiveness, then we can work with people. Otherwise we will keep changing people. The whole idea is keep changing job, keep changing house, keep changing partner, keep changing relatives, keep changing friends, because we have not learned the art of forgiveness. So habituate means habit of forgiveness, and the next is, as Steve Jobs said, we must believe in something in ourselves, destiny, karma, whatever. This principle has changed my life. Forgive and forget. And the next is take feedback from others. Take feedback from others. Taking feedback from others itself is a victory. Many times we don't want feedbacks because we are afraid. So, acha chal raha hai, kuch bol diya, change karna padega. Change, we don't want to change. We are ready to give feedback, that's another thing. Lekin lena nahi, dena feedback, hamesha ready hai. So, therefore, we should always take feedbacks and improve on our life. So that is the whole idea. So what want feedback? Best, if you want to want feedback, is you work in team. Steve Jobs is a team player. So one of the quality which he had was a team player. He always kept himself surrounded by people, best people. And he was one of them. He was not like a boss. One of them working with them. And therefore he was successful because he was a team player. And he took feedback strongly. So talent is God given, be humble. Fame is man given, be grateful. Conceit, ego is self given, be careful. That is the whole idea. So last is stay hungry, stay foolish. You may say, Prabhu ji, aap itna sab bata diya, lekin pata nahi kar paunga ki nahi. Don't worry. Which step have you reached today? I won't do it. Next day, I can do it. I won't do it. How do I do it? I'll try to do it. I can do it. I will do it. Yes, I did it. So it is always a step-by-step progression. Never think that I will be able to do it tomorrow. No, but the beginning is there. अरे कल तक इम्पॉसिबल था, आज डिफिकल्ट है, कोई बात नहीं, कल शायद हो सकता है. सो द होल पॉइंट इज यू ऑलवेज कीप प्रोग्रेसिंग स्टेप बाय स्टेप एंड देयरफॉर वी विल नॉट रिमेन हंग्री नॉट रिमेन फुलिश बट वी विल एक्चुअली कीप प्रोग्रेसिंग. सो स्टे हंग्री एंड स्टे फुलिश. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.
So let us thank Baldev Prabhu. First time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I think you want to stay hungry.
Hare Krishna.
So
don't be angry on me.
First time I heard such a elaborate explanation of this sutra, stay hungry, stay foolish, in an amazing way by Baldev Prabhu. So I'd like to thank him by loudly chanting, Hribo! 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 So let's hope that we take these principles and keep applying. Some announcements before we start, have the dancing kirtan by His Grace Shivaram Prabhu. The next prerna will be 1 month from now on 18th March. The topic is When Good Fortune Arises. The speaker is His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. And today's services, especially morning for the feast, subject cutting was helped by Kurla and Rudradeep based devotees, Vikroli devotees and Rishikeshanandpur's counselors. And evening prerna services, all registration, plate cleaning, other things by Rishikeshanandpur's group. So I'd like to thank them for their voluntary services for today's prerna by loudly chanting, Hribo! And those of you who have come to our festival, prerna festival, for the first time, anybody who has come for the first time can kindly stand up in their places. Can you stand up?